in Germany, and let me tell you that saying yes really goes a long way, because it brought me a lot of new experiences. It was very nice going there, honestly. Just so I don't name anyone specific names, I'm just gonna describe the event without using any names. But basically, we went to, well, how would I begin? I guess we would, at first I arrived by bus, then by train, and my friends picked me up, and by car we went towards the hotel. It was very beautiful. It was so beautiful. It looked like in a fairy tale. It had like these typical kind of German design of a cottage there. It's like white walls with like dark brown wooden pieces around the building. It was very pretty. There was also a lot of greenery, and even though the hotel was next to the road, it was still very nice. And then, basically, we were there for the night from Friday to Saturday already. Then on Saturday, I thought everything is gonna begin at like 10 a.m. max, like there's no way it would begin earlier. But no, on Saturday we had to go to breakfast at 8:30 because by 10:30, because I thought the whole day is gonna begin like from 10, and like the ceremony is gonna be around, I don't know, midday or something. And like in the end it was kind of like this, but it still felt a bit too early for me because we went to have breakfast at like 8:30, and then by 10:30 we were going to the ceremony by car, and around 11:30 the ceremony began. It was very nice. Since I've never been to a wedding before, I don't know, I have nothing to compare it to for now, but it was very nice. There was like a lot of, to my standards, a lot of people. There was at least 50 people attending. Obviously, like family, extended family, friends, colleagues, even, I heard. What I liked was that when the priest was saying all of these things, everything was in German, by the way, so I didn't understand anything. I was just operating purely on vibes, for real. So when the priest was saying all these things, they had like chairs, all of them, so they all sat down, and they were basically like, it looked like they were having like a dinner party or something. They just sat down, like they weren't standing, and it was very nice. Like it felt that it was very comfortable for them. I liked it. So this was going on for quite a while. The priest kept talking about something. It was very interesting. And then they said like, yeah, I do take this man to be my husband, blah blah blah. I kind of got that even without understanding much German. and then this guy came, and everyone like, and they sat down back by the kind of dinner table in the middle of the room. And then this guy came, and there was like a huge piano, and he just started singing All of You by John Legend. I was like, this is great. He was singing pretty well as well. That was very nice. And actually, he later, I saw him at the wedding too, so he was invited as a guest, not only as a singer. So I don't know if he's like, they hired him or he's their friend, but he was very nice. Seemed like a professional singer. And he also, like, he played and also sang, so honestly, I always respect those people because I barely know how to play ukulele and I can never concentrate on doing both things. It's insane to me. Then afterwards there was some music when, well, there was music when the bride was coming in. It was very nice and she was so beautiful. She had such a pretty hairpiece in her hair, and later on she told us that it was very expensive, and I was like, I'm not even surprised. Like, everything looked very pretty. The location itself for the ceremony was very pretty. It was like this kind of like castle-ish place, but with like very open space. It was like almost everything, like except the ceremony itself, was happening outside. There was like three other weddings happening at the same time, honestly. So at the first, when like we came, I wasn't sure where we're supposed to go, like which one is ours. But then the ceremony ended and we all went outside and we were served drinks and pretzels with some specialty milk sauce or whatever. I didn't get the sauce, I was too afraid. But I got the pretzel, it was very nice. I always had before pretzels that were very firm. They were like cookies kinda and very very salty, but these were more like bread. They were a bit salty, yeah, but they were very nice. So I enjoyed food. And then we talked with a group. I got to know them better. There was this one girl from Croatia. She was very nice. She was there alone. Like, you know, it was all a group of friends. So, of my friends. So they all knew each other. Then there was this Spanish couple. And they made me very, like, the way they were interacting made me very, like, reminded that I miss my girlfriend. Because like the Spanish couple, like the girl, the Spanish girl reminded me of my girlfriend actually, because she was like a bit mean to her boyfriend, but like in a playful way though, and I was like, yeah, that's exactly how my girlfriend is sometimes. It was very adorable, I don't know. And yeah, we got to know each other, it was very nice. The guy from the couple, he is an engineer and he works like for space stuff, and that was very exciting to learn about. I don't think I ever even asked what the Spanish girl was doing, honestly. It was just vibes. She was very cool. She was very funny as well and very energetic. Yeah, I loved it, honestly. I loved hanging out with them. So after that location, we like took a lot of pictures, we talked, we drank, we ate, even though it was just one pretzel. Thinking back at it, I should have eaten another pretzel because we were waiting so long for food. That was one thing that I didn't like. Because I imagine, well, I should not complain because everything was paid for anyways, but I would prefer more food. But I get it that like it's probably hard to arrange all of that, like food at all times. So then we, after that, we went to a location where eventually you would stay until the rest of the day. We went there and then it was very pretty. It looked like this kind of like cottage core, open space, winery, and they had like seating places outside. It was very nice. And there we got like some cake, and the wedding cake also, they were cutting it like the traditional way when both the groom and bride take the knife together or whatever. It was very, very cute. Actually, if I knew the bride at least a little bit, I didn't know the groom at all, and but he was so nice, and I went to congratulate both of them, like when other people were coming too. I went as well, and I even hugged the groom. I was like, oh, you guys look so cute, I'm so happy to be here, hope you enjoy today. And he was so nice about it. He spoke a bit of English. He was like, oh, thank you, like, he said that they tried to be cute together. And only later I learned that they've been together for 10 years, and that the guy that I was so casual with, that he was 41. Excuse me? Like, he looks max 30. And the bride, she looks max like 25, I don't know. And apparently the bride is 30 and he is 41. And I was like, if I knew before that he's 41, I would not have been so casual with him. But he was totally fine. Like, he was very, like, because if I imagine, like, he's only 10 years younger than my dad, like, what? But he was very nice. I was, like, telling to my friends that, like, I will approve of him once I see his dance moves on the dance floor. And, yeah, it was great. I approved of him. And then, at the location, then, when they were cutting the cake, they disappeared, and like we were just waiting for a long time. So I even whipped out my book, honestly, and I read for a little bit. We were just waiting for food. We were like talking. We were doing some activities that were there. There was this bubbles machine that you could cut with a stick, and the bubbles that came out were like in the shape of a heart. It was very fun. It was very weird also. I've never seen anything like this. And then slowly but surely we finally were invited inside to have dinner, and it was very exciting because I think everyone was getting hungry, honestly. And all of the tables had like everyone's name on it, like a little paper thing where there was like your name written on the seat that you were supposed to sit on. Oh, it was so, I don't know, it felt so special. So we sat by our table, and we were quite close to the bride's and groom's table, so it was nice. I didn't understand any of the speeches, like, until the bride talked about us as the Erasmus Sweden table. It was so funny because, well, I was in Sweden once when I was 10, so I was neither an Erasmus and neither a Sweden resident person at all, but it was funny that like I just integrated in that group. I was like, yeah, that's me now. So yeah, like they were both talking a lot, they were like making some jokes, and like it was kind of sad that I couldn't understand almost anything at that point. When I was sitting there, I wished I dusted off my German a little bit, but I guess it wouldn't be worth it just for this event, because I'm already learning another language at the moment, so it would be a bit too busy in my brain. But I understood at least something, so it was great. Then they played some games, like from what I gathered, like who does what, like who is a couch potato or something. And they have to like, they were sitting, the bride and the groom were sitting opposite to each other, and they had to lift up a shoe of the person that, like, she had his and hers shoe in her hand, and he had it as well, and they were sitting opposite to each other, so they didn't know what the other person was showing. So it was fun, and it was funny that a lot of the times they showed a different shoe that they didn't agree. And the room was like filled with laughter a lot, that, like, oh yeah. But, like, I find it nice when couples sometimes don't agree on everything, because I don't know, like, if everyone was in such symbiosis with each other, I don't think it would be fun enough to be in a relationship. And they've been together for 10 years, I guess. Even with their differences, they work pretty well together. The chemistry was on spot, for sure, for sure. Then, what was happening then? Then I guess food started. I don't think there was nothing else. Yeah, then I think we had food. And then later, the bride was throwing a bouquet, and I was trying to catch it, but there was this girl, smaller than me actually, and probably younger or the same age as me, standing in front of me, and she caught it so skillfully, and then she was so surprised that she did it, and she was there with her boyfriend, as I assumed, and after she caught it, she just looked at him, like, all surprised, like, what? What just happened? So that was very funny. They talked later after that, they talked a lot, so I don't know what happened there. Then we took some pictures, like with everyone from the wedding. It was also funny because the photographer was saying something in German and he was not waiting for us to understand. So at some point we all had to close our eyes for some reason. Like, I assume that on that picture we all closed our eyes except bride and the groom. I don't know, it was weird, like, I've never done something like this. And then at one picture, apparently he said to look surprised, but we didn't understand, like, our whole group didn't understand what he meant. So we were, like, looking around waiting for translation, and he was already shooting a picture, so all of us probably looked the most surprised, the most naturally surprised in the picture, because my face was just still smiling a little bit from the picture before, and then it turned into this grimace, like, what do they want from us? So it was a perfect surprise picture. I can't wait to see the photos. And then later, I guess, finally, dancing started. It was very funny because as soon as the music started playing, and, like, there was a DJ and everything, it was kind of nice. Like, I don't know if they chose the songs or something, but the songs were kind of nice. But we started dancing and nobody joined us, like, for a good hour or hour and a half. It was very funny. We just started dancing there and everybody was just watching us. It was such a dry crowd, but maybe that's just how Germans operate, I don't know. But, like, after a while they kind of accumulated and they kind of started dancing as well. But it was very funny for a bit that it was just us. But, like, we didn't care, we just wanted to have fun. So we were just dancing anyways, and we drank a lot of alcohol because it was free. There was this gin and tonic, so I had that, and then some Hugo. It was very sweet. A Hugo drink was very sweet, and it tasted as if there's, like, no alcohol whatsoever. Yeah, and I didn't even eat that much once, like at the dinner. I had something at the buffet, I filled, like, a whole plate, but then I didn't continue eating anything. There was, like, some sweets afterwards, but I just completely forgot about that, and we just danced for, like, 3 hours or something. It was very fun. Then there was, like, of course, bride and groom first dance, and then they were dancing normally with everyone, and then we were doing some train. Like, there was, like, this Zug song, which means probably like the train, and you basically have to touch the person in front of you on their shoulders, and you go as a kind of a train, like one after another. And at some point the bride was behind me, and I felt so important. I was like, yes. And then it was like changing that, like sometimes you had to hold the person in front of you by shoulders, then by the waist, then by the ears. It was very weird. And since it was all in German, because the DJ was kind of narrating this whole thing, I couldn't understand, so I was just like following whatever everyone else was doing. And then there was this dance with German again, German songs, that like they made like a path from hands when they were like holding hands upwards, and the people like they had to go like under it and form new kind of like a bridge or something. It was fun as well, but I didn't join that one. I was like just watching because I was not sure what to do. And I think that's more or less it. Then we just danced and it was very nice. I got to talk throughout the night to different people, but mostly our Erasmus table. It was very nice. And then at the end of the night, we were called a taxi for 5 people. So, and I was sitting at the very back. And before, when we went from hotel to this location, it took us like, I don't know, 25 minutes maybe, or maybe even more, maybe 30. And with this taxi driver, it took us like 15 minutes max, because he was going 140 and the places where you were supposed to go 80 max. And it was like 1 a.m. It wasn't even that like late. It was 1 a.m. and everyone was freaking out. We were like, oh my god, we're going so fast. He didn't even wait for us to buckle our seatbelts. He was just going. Like, as soon as we closed the doors to the car, he just went for it. I don't know what happened there. But yeah, and then we just came home. I had a long, nice shower, removed my makeup and everything. I like not to say that, like, I didn't even say about the outfits, but like, I think everyone looked amazing. I enjoyed having my outfit as well, because I got to finally wear my white suit, since I didn't find a nice event for wearing it before, so it was nice to finally use it. Yeah, and then I just went to sleep, and the next morning we all met on breakfast around 9. It was funny seeing the same people from the dancing before. They were just now kind of like, well, they weren't really dead, they were just like, they weren't in the party clothes anymore, or like people who wear makeup were not wearing makeup anymore, so it was like kind of funny to see the transformation. Yeah, it was all very nice. I took a lot of food for breakfast, prepared myself a snack, because later I was going for 8 hours in a bus. But it was nice, because in the bus later, I actually sat next to a guy who looked so much like Timothée Chalamet, with like, just imagine him with like light hair instead of brown hair, and he was so cool. He was very intelligent and respectful and everything. We talked about everything, honestly. And sometimes you just like talk to people and you see that the conversation is just going, and it's not awkward or anything. So this was kind of like that with him, I feel like. It was very nice. We talked about like Germany customs, Czech customs. And I promoted my Airbnb to him, so like I didn't mean to, but we were kind of started talking about traveling and stuff. And I was like, yeah, you can come to my Airbnb. I'm going to give you a discount. yeah, so it was very nice. And then, so yeah, like the end of the story is that like I'm so happy that I just said yes, that I'm going to come to the wedding, because I had so many nice memories from it now. And even if I might not see any of these people ever again, since I'm not really friends with the friend that invited me initially, it's still nice to have been able to come and been able to having a good time, because I was just worried if there's gonna be beef or something, but there wasn't. If there was from their side, I couldn't feel anything, and there was nothing from my side, so I was just enjoying myself. So that was my wedding story time. I enjoyed it a lot, and I hope there's gonna be way more weddings for me to attend in the future.